Welcome back to SEC Media Days. Frank Frangie, Hayes Carline, and my pal Matty Hayes from Bleacher Report. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, man.
Hey, Bleacher Report, we got to spend a little time last night with you and some of the Bleacher Report folks. That's been a cool thing, has it? Before we get into sports and college football, for everyone that doesn't know, Matt did a fantastic job with Sporting News for how many years?
16.
16 years of Sporting News. He's one of the best in the business, not just my buddy. He really is. And then Sporting News, like ESPN and Fox and the rest of the world. Meanwhile, they're yelling at Nick Saban back here behind us. But everybody changed. The world changed.
The world changes.
And you guys all had to find yourselves. And I told you this before. You didn't panic. You had a good reputation. And then you landed squarely on your feet with Bleacher Report. That's a cool deal.
It's a great deal. I mean, the one thing that's interesting about this place is I've learned a lot about the business aspect of it, how you deliver your content.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Bleacher Report does it better than anyone. The way they deal with socially, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and you know, every aspect of social media, they have it down to a science. They use quant guys to literally find out when the story will run, the
right.
best time it will run, the best hours of the day, who will be reading it, and they figure that out, and they wait to put a story out there.
Dave, Bleacher's been around. Scott, your editor, who's a great guy last night, was talking. Bleacher's been around 10 years. And you know the cool thing, Hayes, we were talking last night. I said, you guys have figured it out. He said, you know what, that's just it. We haven't. It changes every day.
Every day.
It is so fluid. And every day our goal at Bleacher is to try and learn more about how to do it in the best service. It was really a cool conversation talking to him about it last night.
Yeah, and Matt, obviously, phenomenal Gator beat writer
yeah.
at the Times Union back in the day. So I loved,
I just followed Frank, that's all.
We had a lot of us that came, and you know, we did, and then we went. Okay. Hayes was a Gator beat writer for 1 year.
Nice.
He did a great job, and then he quit. He quit and went to the Jaguars for 1 year. I'm still kind of mad at him, all right, just a little bit there. So let's talk college football. Alabama and everybody else, anything change here?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. I mean, they clearly have the most talent, but Auburn's a really good team. And I think if Jarrett Stidham plays like he did at Baylor, I think Auburn can win it all. I think they're that good on the line of scrimmage. I think they're that good at the skill positions. And Stidham can, I tell you what, that kid can toss it, man. He's a very good, very, very good quarterback.
I'm with you.
So, and again, you know, you'll hear people say, well, he was playing in the Flag Football League. And I get that. That's fine. But he's still playing. He's got game experience. It's not a situation where it's Jeremy Johnson. Everybody's saying he's the next Cam Newton. The kid's never played in a big game before. This kid's done it. This kid's been in big games against Oklahoma on the road, you know, against Oklahoma State on the road, I should say, in Oklahoma. And that's, you know, he's been in tough environments. He knows what to do.
Matt, how do you like Stidham's supporting cast and also Auburn's defense?
No, I think it's real good. And I think, to me, it's a little almost similar to when Cam Newton got there. But I think they're a little more, they have a little more depth, not only on defense in the way they can get after the passer, but I think the lines of scrimmage. And that's what really is a key, I think. You guys know this in this league, man. If you're not good on the lines of scrimmage, you're going to die. You're going to die quickly.
Who else is good? Florida. Florida, I think Florida's going to win the East. I came here thinking everybody was going to pick Georgia. I'm now convinced it's going to be a pretty close vote. Just talking to people, who do you like in the East?
You mean after McElwain stood up yesterday and complained that
yeah.
nobody cares who they are?
It was really interesting. McElwain,
bizarre.
When I was with McElwain, both when we had him on live and then we were up there, he's in a good mood. He's excited about his team. He really likes his team this year. But nationally, he felt like there's not enough respect, didn't he?
You know what's interesting to me,
that.
Frank, is he's become the face of this program by default.
Yeah,
because there's no big player, there's no big star. They really haven't done much in 8 years. They're really just like any other team in the SEC. And did you ever in your life think, at this event, the Florida coach would be up there at the podium, and the guy leading the interview session would say, "Any other questions, anybody?"
I know.
And that happened yesterday, and I was thinking, "Wow, that's where Florida is right now. Right now, like it or not, they're just another team in this league." And he's got to be in a situation where he finds a quarterback, he develops a quarterback, and that guy not only helps them win, but he becomes kind of this, you know, face of the program. And they don't have that right now. And this is year three. He's got to get somebody like that.
Matt, because of the Florida schedule and only having the three conference road games, and none of the three are overly the toughest one, you know, arguably is like at South Carolina, are they a little bit of a surprise possibility as far as exceeding expectations?
I don't know. I mean, the two West games are LSU and Texas A&M. Those
right.
are two. Those are grinders, man. Even with A&M at home, that's a grinder. You know, and I think Georgia's going to be really good. Love Jacob Eason. I mean, Jacob Eason. I think Jacob Eason obviously struggled last year at points, but he had a really good season. I think it was way overshadowed. You look at his numbers and what he did. I think he's a guy who will take that next progression. I think everybody thought he's going to be the next Matt Stafford, and that's really hard to put on a kid. And I think physically he could be the next Matt Stafford. He just doesn't get it mentally yet. And I think when that all starts to click, he's going to be really, really good.
Matt Hayes with us from the Bleacher Report. Do you like Georgia? What you're trying to tell me is you like Georgia in the East.
You know what? I don't know.
I got to drag it out of you sometimes.
You know what? I'm probably going with Georgia only because I don't know about Malik Zaire. Here's another thing, too. The whole thing with this, with these transfer quarterbacks, they've become like this huge deal. And I really believe it's because there's nothing going on in the offseason. So when someone decides to transfer, even when it's a guy who lost his job,
yeah,
then he suddenly becomes, oh, this guy's going to transfer. We got to have him. Look, and everybody's waiting for this guy to transfer only because it's news. It's something to write about, to talk about. So I don't know how good Malik Zaire is going to be. Who knows? Who knows? He could be good. He may not be. They may be in a situation where, you know, they're playing Felipe Franks or Luke Del Rio. And, you know, what happens then?
Matt, is there a coach that you see on the hot seat in this conference, maybe beyond Sumlin? And how do you think Tennessee will be this year? Also?
So basically what you're saying is Bush,
is
right?
Bush Jones on the hot seat.
Yeah,
you know, our
right.
friend Johnny Adams, he was talking to him yesterday, and he said, this is before he raced it, I'm going to write that, you know, if Butch fails, that they should hire Dan Mullen. And I said, John, we're literally not even done with this week, and you're already telling Tennessee to fire Butch Jones.
That's right.
But, yeah, I mean, he's – you know, they're banking on, oh, it's two straight years of nine wins, and only how many other coaches, three other coaches in the league have done that?
Right.
I mean, when you're doing stuff like that, and that's how you're pumping up your guy, they had, this is what I say all the time about this situation last year. They had the best quarterback in the SEC East last year. Florida had the worst. Florida won the East. And that's telling to me.
Yeah.
If you've got a quarterback who not only is the best in the East, but maybe the best in the conference, and you don't win your division, that's a coaching problem.
Yeah. Is he get fired this year?
I don't know. I don't know. I think if they lose to Florida badly and they lose to Alabama badly and they lose to Georgia, he might.
Yeah, he might.
Do you think they lose to Georgia Tech in that opener?
That's going to be a tough one. Again, another tough one.
Because if they lose that, then it's uphill to hold. If they start 0-1.
If you lose week one, it's uphill, right?
With Florida and Alabama and Georgia all on your schedule.
Well, they got Florida in 2 weeks after that.
Right,
so if you
right.
lose that Tech game, then you beat your cupcake, and then all of a sudden you go to Gainesville and they whip you,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
What do you think about LSU now? What do you think about Ogeron? What do you think? He's got two good coordinators, obviously, in Canada and Dave Aranda. What do you think?
You know what? I think, and everybody like laughs at this, I think Etling's going to end up like Peterman. Peterman was
really?
Like, we saw Peterman at Tennessee, and we were like, are you kidding me? He couldn't play, and then all of a sudden, he's in the NFL now. He's going to be on someone's roster now. In Canada, he went to Pitt, and he turned that kid into an NFL quarterback. So my idea is he's going to do the same thing with Etling, and I think O realizes that he screwed up the first time at Ole Miss. He needs to give his coordinators more control, and that's what he's going to do. And they're unbelievably talented.
If Etling can produce a Peterman kind of season, then that could be an 11-win team.
Absolutely,
right?
Could. Absolutely, they could win the West. Absolutely.
So, what about Alabama? You don't. I mean, you're struggling. You're not happy with Alabama right now.
No, I am.
You're tired of all the Alabama.
It's boring.
Tired of it.
It's just boring. I'm tired of it every year.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Which five-star recruit you want to talk about this year, Frank?
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's boring right now.
So, can somebody get him? You think Auburn? Who are you picking in the West?
I think Auburn can get him. I think if Etling play, if Canada does with Etling what he did with Peterman, I think they can get him.
Who are you?
I think Georgia can get
him. Is he a politician?
I think Georgia can get him.
Who are you voting for in the East and the West? You got to vote.
What do you think? I'm stupid. Alabama. But that's, I mean, Alabama. I'm going with Alabama, but in the East, I don't know. Probably Georgia, actually.
Final question. Nationally, Matt, obviously huge expectations in Tallahassee. Are the Seminoles as good as everybody expects them to be? Sam Darnold is so good, he can elevate USC. How do you see the national picture?
I love what Florida State is doing. I love what Jimbo's done. I mean, you got to protect the quarterback, bro.
Yeah.
That kid got killed last year. Killed. If that happens again, they're not going to – they'll be in the same situation. They will not be in the playoff because he'll get hurt at some point. Frank, how many times did he go in that tent against in the Miami game?
Yeah.
Like five times. You can't do that. You got to protect him. I think Jimbo knows that, and he's going to figure out a way to get more protection. But you can't put the most important player on the field, put him in a position where he's going to get hit like he did.
Is Derwin James the best defensive player in the country this year?
He's pretty good. I don't know. I mean, I want to see how he returns from the injury, but he was pretty good as a freshman, I'll tell you that. He's real deal.
Matt Hayes from Bleacher Report, one of my dearest friends in the business, landing on his feet and killing it with Bleacher. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Frankie.
More in a moment here on 1010 AM 92.5 FM.